I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
By the way, I was driven to this location blindfolded, and I'm in a deep bunker somewhere, I'm sure. But quite frankly, I think we've got to help Americans to understand this is not about the Middle East or just Israel. This is about America, and it has been for 47 years. The Iranians put out a contract and hired a guy to assassinate President Trump. Over the years, they've killed thousands of Americans. They have supplied all of our enemies with weapons and with money. They have financed the proxies like Hamas, the Houthis, and Hezbollah. And Hezbollah is in 12 countries in the Western Hemisphere. This is about America's safety, and the president knows it.
That is Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And talking, as he said, I'm in a hidden bunker somewhere. They blindfolded me so I wouldn't know exactly where it was. But talking about how dire situation is getting when it comes to dealing with Iran. Iran continues to bounce around and acting like they want to talk, but they're not really doing it. The two main ingredients that are on the table, one, stop your ballistic missile program now. Dismantle that. Two, and the most important, stop all nuclear weapons enrichment. Iran claims we have a right. We have a right to have nuclear power, just like other countries. And we just want this so we can come out of the Stone Age. And I repeat to you, they want it so they can bomb you into the Stone Age. And every nation, including many in the Middle East, Muslim countries, do not want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. If they are going to get one, then they're all going to want to have one. And one strike of a match dropped into a box of matches, you know what happens. Glad to have you on board. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Feb 26. Boy, this month is flying by, is it not? I've got something I'm going to remind you in the second hour that you need to plan for March, because even though it's only Feb, you need to be ready for this in March and start planning now. I'll promise you that the planning early is going to help out, because time is speeding by. I'll tell you about that later in the second hour, but I want to remind you that when you're with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. We guarantee it. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. on News Talk STL. You can watch the program live, and it is very easy. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, and you'll see Larry Connors USA. You go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, you're going to see the program. And reminding you, everything goes up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, at LarryConnorsUSA.com, and at Larry Connors USA Facebook. We make it as easy as we can all the way around for you. In our next hour, we're also going to be focusing on a disaster, in this case involving the leftists, at the Trump State of the Union address. They were total fools, those that showed up. I think 70 of them skipped out. They didn't even want to go. That's fine. Turn your back on your nation. That's what you did. You think you're turning your back on Trump. You're turning your back on their nation. And everything he talked about, what he accomplished, if Joe Biden had accomplished those same things, I would be there standing applauding him for it. But you are so filled with hate, you will not give an inch to recognize what Trump has done. John Fetterman, Democrat, Pennsylvania senator, he said, I'm appalled at my party and how they're acting. one sane voice in that wilderness. And those who were there, some of them were berating and shouting at him, Ilhan Omar, Congressman Green of Texas, just making noise, heckling. He walked right over them. Trump just continued as if they didn't exist. Very much like you see an ant on the sidewalk. You may not step on it. You just let it go on its way and you do your thing. But it doesn't bother you. You just let it go. And also, later this hour, the dismantling, and I'm talking about in this hour, dismantling the Department of Education and changing something that's going to be very critical when it comes to school violence and shootings. That will be coming up with my guest shortly. Our story behind the story today sounds kind of simple, sounds kind of fun, but for a young boy learning, it's filled with danger, and we're talking about learning to fish. Well, my granddad took me out to teach me, and I found the first thing that when it comes to catching catfish, it can be very dangerous, and it can also be filled with stink, a bait that is just almost makes you want to throw up, but you fight it back because you're out with granddad on the lake. I'll bet many of you have been there, or you've done it with your sons or grandsons. A little fun at the end of the hour. It's the story behind the story. Back to what's happening right now in Iran, and this has been going on for so long now, and they continue. And these folks in the streets that are protesting, they know they're taking their lives in their hands because already a minimum of 30,000 Iranians protesting in the streets have been slaughtered.
Protests are growing louder in Iran. For the third straight day, students are defying the regime, this time at the all-female Al-Zahra University. Students chanted in Farsi, saying for each person killed, 1,000 stand behind them. The demonstrations follow memorials marking 40 days since the government cracked down on anti-government protesters, killing tens of thousands. Iran State News Agency reports similar protests erupted at five universities across the capital since Saturday. Multiple Middle East news outlets reported that Iranian anti-regime protesters received a mass text in Farsi saying President Trump is a, quote, man of action. Wait and see. The anonymous message comes as the president weighs whether to strike Iran after issuing a 10-day ultimatum last Thursday. Posting on Truth Social Monday, Trump warned, if we don't make a deal, it will be a very bad day for that country and, very sadly, its people.
The people are the ones who are going to suffer. The leadership, they will make sure they are protected. They don't mind putting their people in danger, and they know what they're going to do. They're going to, many of them, die or be hurt. In the meantime, Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican, said it is clear that Iran is rebuilding its nuclear program. And he was asked by the host, well, I thought we obliterated it last summer. Why are you worried? He said, because they are rebuilding it. You can see them rebuilding it. So far, they don't seem to be enriching. And again, she said, but it was obliterated. Trump did use those words. Based on what he had at the time and maybe embellishing it. I will agree he could have embellished what he said. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen responded, it doesn't mean you can't rebuild. It gives a simple example. You're in a car accident, you obliterate the bones in your legs, yet they still put metal back in them, and you can walk again. Make it that simple. Do you get that? Listen to this Fox analysis of what's going on.
Now, new satellite photos indicate Iran trying to access the three nuclear sites bombed by American B-2 bombers and that guided missile submarine in June as part of Operation Midnight Hammer. Iran's foreign minister says his country is not ready to give up what he calls peaceful nuclear technology. And the Pentagon continues to bolster forces in the region. A squadron of fifth-generation F-22 Raptors arrived at an Israeli airbase for the first time yesterday. More Raptors landed in Britain yesterday from the first fighter wing based in Lancaster. Langley, Virginia. And evacuations are also underway. Officials say the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain has now been reduced to mission-critical levels. Less than 100 people remain. We saw something similar before Operation Midnight Hammer, an indication strikes could be coming very soon.
Very soon. Very soon. And among the arsenal we have, I remind you, the B-2 bombers, looks like a flying wing, can carry up to 40,000 pounds of weapons, including bunker buster bombs, speed of almost 600 miles an hour, altitudes 50,000 feet. It can go with an unfueled range of 6,000 nautical miles. And you know what? It's based right out of Whiteman Air Force Base in central Missouri. And they will make that trip as they have before, as they have been used previously, with combat experience in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. And yeah, we're willing to send them back into Iran and make sure we obliterate this effort by the Iranians to rebuild not nuclear equipment to better their lives, but to destroy you. Listen to this question and the response by the Iranian Prime Minister.
Why should President Trump consider allowing Iran to have even the smallest bit of enrichment?
Well, first of all, enrichment is our right. We are
no, it's
a member
not.
Of NPT, and we have every right
no, you
to
don't.
Enjoy a peaceful nuclear energy, including enrichment. How we use this right is something related to us only. The enrichment is a sensitive part of our negotiation. The American team know about they knows our position. We knows their position, and we have already exchanged our concerns. And I think a solution is achievable, but I'm not going to negotiate through media.
Now, we're not expecting to negotiate through media, but you lied and you're wrong on every one of those points. You do not have a right to have a nuclear weapon because you're a terrorist organization and you support terrorism all around the world. You're responsible for thousands of U.S. deaths and thousands of others in other countries. By the way, I want to make a note about this for you. The violence in Mexico is continuing. The cartels continue to battle against each other, and they're going after other targets. We're still waiting to see how many are going to get out of some of the resort areas like Puerto Vallarta. Acapulco has also been surrounded by cartels. A lot of plane flights going in, canceled. Any flights coming out, canceled. That's all happening on the Pacific side of Mexico. A little quieter on the eastern side, like around Cancun, but it could change at any moment. And make note of this. This is something I have feared. I have truly feared. Even if you're going into a part of Mexico where you are assured everything is going to be safe, despite the cartel violence, since we took out one of their cartel leaders, El Mencho, because the U.S. played a role in giving the Mexican authorities intel so they could get to him. So the cartels know, blame the Americans. So an American is a target automatically. And make note of this. An American Airlines Boeing jet landing in Miami from Colombia, not even Mexico. When they landed, a routine post-flight inspection found numerous puncture marks in the right wing, basically. Bullets being fired at that American Airlines flight while it was still within distance of a high-powered rifle. No one hurt. Everyone got to Miami safely. I'm not sure the pilots knew that they had any problems until they got to the ground. But the cartels are armed with all kinds of military equipment. It will not be long before we see one of them try a shoulder-fired rocket at an American Airlines flight or any U.S. flight, or any flight they believe a lot of Americans are on. I'm just telling you that. I'm not telling you to live in fear, but be aware If you're in a flight going anywhere over Mexico or in some of these countries we're trying to rein in, you might well find yourself in a disaster. Violence against ICE, federal agents, police has become common, accepted, encouraged by leftists. A recent event, which appears to be supposedly a friendly snowball fight targeting police, but the intent was to harm, maim the New York City mayor, doing nothing to really discourage it.
I've seen videos of kids throwing snowballs at members of the NYPD in Washington Square Park. And first, I want to say that officers have been on the front line of helping our city respond to this blizzard. They and our entire city workforce deserve to be treated with respect. From the video I saw, it looked like kids at a snowball fight.
Looked like kids at a snowball fight. Right. Police Benevolent Association President Patrick Hendry responded, quote, "The mayor's response is a complete failure of leadership. This was not just a snowball fight. This was an assault by adults throwing chunks of ice and rocks that landed two officers in the hospital."
Yeah, it was not just a snowball fight. Mondami, wake up! He's not going to wake up. He wants to walk this tightrope. He's trying to appease those who elected him and not really get rough with the thugs throwing snow-packed rocks or ice at police and trying to equate it to just kids having a little snowball fight. Big deal. It's not that big, right? It is. So he's trying to appease those who do not care if police are assaulted by adults just because they pack snow around a rock or whatever, to make it look like a snowball? Give me a break. And at the same time, the other side of the tightrope, he's trying to say, well, we're going to stand for law and order, and our police have been helping us. We want to help you. They're not standing for law and order in New York City. And there's another place. If you don't need to go to New York City, my advice, you do what you want, but my advice is to hell with it. I'm not going. I feel for people who are stuck in the middle of it up there. Coming up, dismantling our Department of Education and Department of Health and Human Services may take over all shootings and violence on campuses. That might well happen. We'll explain. But before the end of the hour, the story behind the story. Going fishing. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is Jonathan Butcher. He's author of the book, The Polarization Myth, America's Surprising Consensus on Race, Schools, and Sex. And by that, he's talking about that we have a lot of headlines and reports constantly that seems to be that America is totally divided. And he's found more than a few instances where we are much closer than many think we are. It's just those who yell the loudest, and I'll be one of them, that make it appear we're divided. But I say we're more united. Jonathan, glad to have you on board with us. Got you there, Jonathan? Well, we had him. I guess we'll have to reestablish it while we set it up for him. But I want to get into with him the dismantling of our education department that's going to take place. And we don't know for why, or to some extent, how it's going to be handled. But the Trump administration, well, I'm hearing the call go through anyway, or try it anyway, to dismantle the education department. Now, we have heard that from the beginning. When he put Linda McMahon in control of the Department of Education, he says, I'm really also going to try to put you out of a job. And she agreed. We don't need a federal Department of Education. But there's some other instances as to where they might come into play. Jonathan, we got you on the line now.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
All right. I laid out your book and some of the things in. I want to come back to that later, but let's jump immediately to the subject. The Trump administration expanding efforts to dismantle the Education Department, taking over oversight of school safety grants, foreign funding, and so forth, and will apparently also be slated to take over school shootings and student mental health programs. Your thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, so there are two key interagency agreements that the department has engaged in. Now, I know that sounds technical, but this is the way in which the agency is moving other of its programs to federal, other cabinet level agencies. So, for example, what you were describing with school safety, they're now partnering with the Department of Health and Human Services for the oversight of these programs. And what this means is, what these partnerships mean are that when the department actually closes, the U.S. Department of Education, when it sunsets, these programs will then have a home at other federal agencies. It's actually very clever and forward-thinking policy that prepares for the ultimate closure of the Department of Education.
Now, when they do that, when they say taking over the safety, that is not saying police are not going to be on campus and not carrying out investigations of crimes and things of that nature.
Oh, did I lose you?
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's... You still there with us? Well, I don't know where our problem is today on establishing communications. I think the George Soros gremlins are once again getting into our system. For those of you who might actually be clueless and not know George Soros, he's a multi-billionaire far leftist that's funded every far left program in our nation. He does not love America. He loves leftist socialism. All right, we got you reestablished again, Jonathan, and I was raising the question. This still does not say we're not going to have police officers going into campuses as needed to take care of any issues, right?
Hey, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, we're just not having any luck with this. That's such a shame. The announcement, I will say, comes despite congressional bipartisan disapproval of Trump's department breakup plan, because it also involves now Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his agency in a new role, and that would include responding to government school violence across the nation. John, you were talking about that a moment ago. How would the Department of Health and Human Services be actively involved in school violence?
So it would be the same oversight that the Department of Education was providing. So they would be overseeing grants to schools for school safety programs. They would be conducting the same sort of grants that the Department of Education had been using before for school resource officers, for additional security around schools. So it's really just moving the programs. Well, at the point now, it's partnering with Health and Human Services for oversight of these same programs. They're doing the same thing with the Department of State, with a different set of programs. They're partnering with the State Department to oversee federal, foreign funding to colleges and universities. This is really important. This is something that the Biden administration had completely dropped. They were not even keeping track of foreign donations to universities. These sound like good things, but actually a great deal of this money was coming from countries of concern.
Yeah.
It was coming from places like China and Qatar.
And what does it benefit the students?
So crucially, on the school safety side, it's just as it sounds like. The department is not shirking its responsibilities. It's not ending these programs. It's simply partnering with the Department of Health and Human Services to implement the same programs. On the side of the Department of State, this is a way to keep track of what sort of foreign influence, especially from our nation's enemies, are actually being implemented in colleges around the U.S. I met a student last fall who had been contacted by an agent of the Secret Service from the Chinese Communist Party, who is trying to get information out of her about the research she was doing at Stanford. So these kinds of interventions, they're actually happening. This kind of espionage is actively ongoing. So it's crucial that the department and the Department of State keep track of what sort of money is coming in.
And you're listening, Jonathan Butcher, the author of The Polarization Myth. Well, you tell me that that's what that student said. I've got a quote here from Washington Senator Patty Murray saying these illegal agreements are creating pointless new bureaucracy, jeopardizing resources that support students and families. In other words, you're 180 degrees wrong.
Well, I think that claim is untrue because these kinds of interagency agreements are actually somewhat common. They're used by agencies across the federal government. In fact, in 2022, the Biden administration actually had an interagency agreement between the Department of Labor and the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
So it's been used even as recently as the Biden administration. So interagency agreements are actually pretty common. And this is crucial that the Department of Education is doing this because it is streamlining a federal bureaucracy that's been highly unsuccessful at improving student achievement.
Well, and to that extent, some of these, the other day, Texas opened up its charter school program and they were overwhelmed, 120,000 applicants to send their kids to either charter schools or to get the funding to go to a school where they want to put their children.
Yeah, that was the ESA program, the New Education Savings Accounts in Texas. It's a new law just passed last year. It allows parents to actually customize their child's education, paying private school tuition and for textbooks, other school supplies. The same kinds of programs are available in Florida, Arizona. Well, in Texas, what's notable about these numbers is that it's the largest single day set of applications for a new private school choice program.
Yeah.
So now they're up, as you said, up to 122,000 applications. That certainly flies in the face of accusations that parents don't want school choice.
I want to go back to your book. And again, it's The Polarization Myth, America's Surprising Consensus. And in other words, we're not as divided as many think. The other night with the president speaking, there was a graph on display while he was talking. It tracked the Democrats' response, independents' response, and Republicans. And when he talked about that we wanted to have more people treated fairly in the country, we want illegals out of the country, Sand, if you support that, majority of the Republicans obviously got in, and the graph jumped greatly. We still have that division over what to do about illegals in our country, because most of the Democrats, the blue line, dropped almost out of the bottom of the screen. So there's still a wide break, right?
Sorry, I missed your question. Could you ask it one more time?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the graph that appeared while President Trump was speaking the other day, tracking responses from Republicans versus independents versus Democrats. And when he talked about we need to protect America first, other than illegals, it shot way up with Republicans, way up with independents, and the Democrats just basically almost fell out of the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, I think there's a widespread agreement that the president's efforts to secure the border have been successful and highly popular. And, you know, when we look at colleges and universities and the number of foreign students who are enrolled there and actually involved in protests and riots as they were last year and the year before, we recognize that this issue of foreign influence is not a small thing, right? It's affecting all different sectors of American life, from public safety to education to even into higher education.
Jonathan Butcher, author of The Polarization Myth. I'm so sorry we had phone difficulties. We'll try to do it again in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Yeah, we do apologize for that, but, you know, that's what happens when you're doing these interviews. Sometimes little gremlins, either Soros gremlins or others, get into the system. We find them and we squash them. But they come back. They breed like most rats do. Coming up, let's wrap up this hour a little bit more lighter fare, but maybe fearful for some. The story behind the story. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, it's starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Sure, many of you recognize that whistling in the entrance to a TV program that was extremely popular, ran 8 seasons, and of course it's on rerun in a lot of locations now. Sitcom that began in 1960, The Andy Griffith Show. And what you have there is whistling, Andy and son Obie, Ron Howard, walking and carrying fishing poles. And the title of the song actually is The Fishing Hole. That's where they're headed. For day relaxation. Sit on a side of a pond or lake. Throw your minnow, maybe hook with a bobber out into the water and see if you catch anything. And sometimes you really just don't want to catch anything. You're just more than content to just lay there and close your eyes and just enjoy. Right? I've done that. I'm sure many of you have. Now, if you're going to run a trot line, you're going to have to do a little more work. And it can be dangerous in many ways. My granddad, who had a cabin on the lake of what is Lake Granite Shoals, which is now Lake LBJ in Texas, was taking me out to show me how to run the trot line. Now, a trot line, for those of you unfamiliar with it, you're basically dropping a heavy weight down into the water. And you have maybe a milk jug tied to the top of the line so it has plenty of slack to float to the top so you can watch and relocate your trot line. And that trot line might run 10, 15, 20 feet. And about, depending on the length, every 3 feet or so, you might have a hook. It's normally a treble hook. A treble hook has 3 barbs on it. Therein lies a problem for a young boy trying to learn how to deal with a treble hook. More than once, it bit me. I don't mean it bit me, but I stuck myself with it, especially while trying to put on the bait. Now, sometimes we'd use live bait, but there was another bait we used that I'll talk about a little bit later that was disgusting for a young boy. But it was successful. A trot line, you drop that into the water, you run it out the 20 feet, 30 feet length you've got, drop the other end of it again, tied with a milk bottle that will float at the top of the water so you can relocate it. And then you go back maybe the next day, the next morning, and you go to the first float, pull it up, and begin to pull the trot line up. And you can tell pretty soon if you've got something on it by the way the line is reacting. If you were lucky, you might have two to more catfish on that line. And there were days you went back and you got nothing. But my granddad could take catfish and fillet them up and deep fry. They were perfect. They were crisp. They didn't bend. If you took a catfish fillet and you went to bend one end to the other, normally, if it's not done right, they bend. Or as my grandmother and mother would say, you like a lot of cornmeal on your catfish, don't you? Because that's really going to stiffen it up. But I liked it that way. And a lot of ketchup. So my granddad began to show me how to do that. Then I would go out and set trot lines and go back. Now, back home in West Texas, my dad introduced me to an oil field man of his that did a lot of fishing, and he knew I liked to do. And he said he wants to know if you'll go with him this weekend, help run his trot line for him. I said, absolutely. I was probably 12, maybe 13, and we're in a river tributary with a lot of additional tributaries off of it. And he was hooking up his lines. He'd already done them before I got there, and now we're going back out and to check on them. And he'd like to go at night and check on them, thinking that a lot of them are biting at night, but if they get caught on that hook, they'll find a way to get loose. And that was true. There were mornings we'd get there and we'd find a part of a fish still on the hook, but not the entire fish. I remember him driving up on a bank, basically putting the boat up onto the bank, at least the front edge, so I could jump off. And he was going to raise a spotlight where there was a large tree, and he said, the line's tied there, and get it, then walk it back, and we will go pull the rest of the line up. So he had no markers as to where the line was. He just knew where he tied it to. You go there and then trace it back. I jumped out of the boat, anxious to go do the job, and went running up there just as he hit the spotlight, and right where I was going to put my hand, and coming within maybe a foot of it, was a big diamondback rattler. Didn't like that idea at all. And he shouted, get away. He didn't need to say it twice. So that night, as we continued to go through looking for those and pulling them up, I was extremely careful. And he checked another spot before I jumped out of the boat to check it. And in this case, there's a water moccasin lying nearby. I mean, it was a lot of excitement and fun and fear. But I was out running a trot line. I was having fun. And then the next day, we're going down a slough, a basic cut between land, and you could call it a tributary, but it was really pretty solid, staid water, not really that moving, but just connecting one tributary to another. A lot of branches overhanging, a lot of thick brush and weeds on either side. I don't think we had maybe more than 6 feet between either side of the canoe and the bank. And we're going along kind of slowly. And I'm wondering why he's going so slow. And then I see the water is moving. There's a lot of water moving, but I can't understand why. I mean, it's not a flowing current, but something is moving around in the water. We get closer, and I realize moccasins, water moccasins, all hold up in that area, a den, a nest, whatever. And I immediately thought, boy, I don't want one of those to get in this boat. And we're going under some low-hanging branches. And by low, I'm saying they're still maybe 6 feet above us. But I look up, and there are moccasins up in the trees. And again, I thought, if they come into this boat, do I stay or take my chance in the water with the others? I mean, again, this is the mind of a kid. He was kind of nonchalant about it. He just said, Don't make a lot of noise. We're just going to slowly boo through here. Don't do anything rash. Well, I was more than glad to sit still as a stone as we worked our way through that slough. And he's lighting a cigarette off of the cigarette already in his mouth, taking it nice and calm and easy. And I want to say that I was not afraid. Truth is, I was afraid. We got through fine. We got through fine. No big deal. Now back again to the Austin City area in Lake Johnson, which was in Granite Shoals. My granddad is again taking me out to set the trot lines. And I mentioned earlier, there was a particular bait he liked to use. This was some nasty, nasty stuff. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So, going back to the trot line in the lake at my granddad's place. I told you about the treble hooks, and if you've never handled a treble hook, I had one word of advice. Caution. I'm telling you. If you've seen a normal fish hook, and I know I'm talking to the choir for many of you listening. You've done this before, but do you remember when you first started? And remember who taught you? And when you moved from a single hook to now a treble hook and trying to put something on it? My granddad had a special jar that he kept and would replenish from time to time. I will honestly tell you, I do not know what all was in that jar. I asked him a couple of times, and he just kind of mumble, because I think he considered it his secret, and he didn't want anyone to know his ingredient. And he's pretty successful with it. He did tell me at one time, just call it blood bait. You took the lid off that jar. I really do believe if you were within 100 yards of that jar, you knew something was foul in the air. And then you took your hand, your bare hand. This is a large mason, bigger than a standard mason jar. You dip in and you scoop some of it up in your hands. And then you hold it, kind of rolling it into a ball, and then you put the treble hook into it gently so it will hold. And you pack the blood bait around the treble hook. And then you gently lower it back into the water, hoping the current doesn't take it off. And hope that you packed it well enough, it stays long enough for some catfish to come along and find it. Catfish are bottom feeders. So when the trot line is down, it's laying on the bottom of the river, lake, whatever you're using. Generally, you can catch them with rod and reel at higher levels as well, but running a trot line was one of the easiest ways. You set it, come back the next day, and collect your bounty, hopefully. But now that I've used this blood bait and I put it on, there's one thing, Granddad Ed, that I could not, would not want to. He was chewing tobacco. Take a spit of that tobacco and spit on that bait just before it went into the water. I never could track as if the ones he baited got more than I did, but I knew I didn't want any of that backer stuff in my mouth. And I didn't want it, what he came out of his mouth, anywhere near my hands. And I'm not too sure there wasn't already a bunch of it in the blood bait to begin with. There was no way you could look at this ball that you would pull up and then try to put it around the hook that you could discern, what is this? I think it probably was blood of some animal, parts of fishes. As far as I knew, it could also be some cow manure. I had no idea. But I do know that once you were out setting the trot line, and then you tried to wash your hands, you were not going to get that stink off. It's into the crevices. It's almost like it was absorbed into your skin. And if you had any doubt, if you thought maybe you washed it off enough, that night as you sat down for dinner and you lifted a fork to your mouth, that smell of blood bait would hit you. And I do remember more than once having to, excuse me, and rush to the bathroom because I got that smell in my nose while I'm trying to eat. But you know what? Those are times you look back on and truly enjoy. One, time with your dad, your granddad, or if you're the granddad or father, time with your children, and that would include girls. And fishing is one great pastime for kids to get involved in. As we come up on good fishing weather, coming out of winter, look for an opportunity to take your kids out and share some time like that. Fishing from a dock, from the shore, a boat, be careful, obviously, life preservers. Introduce them to, when they're old enough, to treble hooks. And then show them your real skill with some blood bait. See if they want to go again. Our story behind the story tomorrow. The vice president who had to resign, or did resign, after being convicted of taking bribes. Lock and load for tomorrow.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.